film?
Well, you know, you guys were there. You watched the game. I thought the first half we played outstanding, played very aggressively. We tackled well. We created a lot of negative yardage on first down, and we were able to get off the field. Great first half. Coming out in the second half, wasn't like us. You know, they got a little bit of the momentum. You know, I guess there was a turnover there early in the game. You know, our motto is if the ball's turned over, what we need to do is stop them. I don't care if it's a blade of grass. We weren't able to get that done, which gave them the momentum. And how we've explained to the football team in this business, they get paid just like we do. There's going to be momentum's change, and the best teams are able to handle those adjustments and the wave of the effect. And what happened when you got into that situation, we weren't able to. I think it might have been a 17-play drive. But the positive thing, we were able to come back and stop them on a third and short yardage by Orlo, and we were able to get the ball back in the two-minute situation. So overall, we're very pleased with the win, but we still have a ways to go.
To single out one guy, what do you think that Vic Beasley can learn off of that first game going into this game?
Well, you know, like when you look at preseason here, it's not just Vic. It's a lot of the young rookies. They didn't get a lot of reps during preseason, as many as you'd like. I think every day he's going to get better. I was really impressed and pleased with the way he handled it. You know, he was able to come off the edge a few times versus what we felt was a very good tackle, okay, in 71. He's a great athlete. Pro Bowl type player, and you know, he'll get better from that game, okay? And also the endurance level with all of us, and hopefully we can improve on our mistakes that we had last week and correct them and have a much better game this week.
Coach, what problems does Eli Manning and the Giants' offense present?
Well, I think, first of all, you got a veteran quarterback. He's really good. When I had plenty of years there at Denver with his brother, Peyton, they're very, very similar. He's going to make all the lines, you know, all the checks at the line of scrimmage. They're a no-huddle offense, very similar to what we just faced. Probably not as quick as Temple, but they can convert into that part. He directs everything, the passing game, the running game. Like I said, very similar to what we had in Denver. Very quick decision maker. Ball comes out of his hand very, very quickly. He's very accurate with the ball. Not a lot of, you know, sacks that I've seen from this year. He's able to get the ball out of his hand. He's a real true pro ball player, and been very effective for the Giants for a while.
Coach, William Moore's interception, he said that he spent a lot of time practicing or training with the routes that the Eagles are going to run. He said that really helped to make that play. What did you see on that one?
Well, the thing is, we do that every week. You know, we people know what we run, and we know how they're going to try to attack us, and so we're able to work on it. It was a great job by him, great pressure up front. We do that every week, every day. You know, we've done it since OTAs, training camp, and preseason games going into the season, same way that we'll try to do this week.
How was William in coverage? How did he do there?
Well, like you said, he had the really nice interception there. You know, I think he had a few missed tackles in space, which not just only him, some other people that made drive stay alive. But overall, his first game, because he didn't have a lot of reps, even though he's a veteran player in preseason because of his injuries and stuff like that. But pleased with his attitude, strong player, leader type guy. Like I said, hopefully next week he even plays better than he did last week.
What did Coach Phil and Bierman do trying to replace Brooks Reed?
Say it again.
Schofield and Bierman do try.
Yeah, Bierman played well. You know, he's more of an edge setter. You know, there's a few little issues like it was with everyone else. I thought Sko did good rushing the passer, affected the passer. He had the one hit, which for a tackle for a loss. Where, you know, when you look at that first half film, what I was impressed with the swarming defense part. There was a lot of plays that there was eight guys in on the play, and that's what we're all about. Like I said, we're trying to put it together for a full game, which, you know, we're able to win. We're pleased with that, but we've got to improve.
When you look at a year ago, Ricardo Allen was cut and put on the practice squad, and here he is, the week one hero, so to speak. And what can you say about the work that he's put in the offseason to kind of get himself to this point?
Well, I think it's a great, great situation. I was very pleased with him. You know, you guys were in the locker room after the fact, but, you know, him walking around with that ball after he intercepted, I was so proud of him. Here's a guy that was a cornerback, you know what I mean, and was, you know, I think he was on the practice squad, and here he came in, and he's been training extremely well. Our coaching staff has done a great job with him. He's accepted all the coaching that has been happening. I mean, every day he's highlighted and trying to do it exactly the way he's been taught to do it. Not only did he have the big play, which we're all aware of, he tackled extremely well. There was one play in the game where we missed hit a gap, and the guy came through the hole and he was able to track it down. Now, if he doesn't make that tackle, it's probably 6 points. So we're really pleased with his progress, and I think as he continues to play, it's only going to get better and better. But from a confidence level part of it, we're really pleased, because what he does, he brings speed and range to the position and has the ball skills and being able to play the corner position, you know, when playing the corner his life.
Coach, really what's key when you're preparing for a guy like Beckham to keep in mind?
Well,
also going up.
Well, Beckham's a great player. I mean, he's watching him on film. I mean, he's a very aggressive player. He's got great speed. That he tracks the ball extremely well. Eli, that's one of his number one targets. Last week he was targeted more than anybody else. He can hit you on the deep balls. He can hit you on the double moves. He's also a very aggressive player. He does a good job. They move him around. They put him in the backfield, you know, where you can't get a beat on him. He moved him in the slot out at the Z. So he's all over the place, but he's a great, great player. We love the way his physicality, the way he plays the game. You know, it'll be a real hard matchup for us, but I think we'll do a fine job.
Held the Eagles to 3 of 12 on third downs. What do you think was the key to that?
Well, I think it's a combination. What we have is it's just not the back end part of it. It's third down conversions. The way we try to make it is, if you can do well on first down, then it makes those third downs more manageable. So what we try to do is do really good on first down, which creates longer second down and third down situations. And we've done a good job since we've been here, there've been a lot of third and long situations, you know, and then it's a combination with the rush and the coverage, and those things we've done a very nice job in the last few weeks in that particular area.
Coach, what are some of the things that have led the coaches to be able to get these young receivers ready much faster now? You know, I know Roddy took him 3 years. The old guys used to sit for a while, but now guys like Beckham are coming right in and.
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the college game now, it's just one guy's opinion here. The college game, it is, it's throw the whole time. I mean, very few runs in the game. It's a spread offense. And like you say, you go down to Indianapolis for the draft, there's more receivers taken than probably any other position. So they've had that kind of schooling in college, and I think it carries over into the NFL. You know, kid has great hands, great ability. I love his toughness, everything about that young man.